Look, to begin with, we still don't know the details. Details are still sketchy. The changes are mostly cosmetic, except in few areas. For example, what you have here in the new deal, that U.S. dairy products will have a slightly higher access to Canadian market, and then the higher rules of origin requirements for the auto sector, that is, automobile industry now will have to use higher content of U.S. Produced parts. In the case of Mexico, it also requires certain regulations with regard to wages and labor conditions. We'll come back to that later. But another significant thing is the scale back of the investor state dispute settlement, which you call ISDS rules, between U.S. and Canada. This is a bit interesting, you know, because this is the element that mostly U.S. pushed in all its bilateral deals, including the TPPs, is basically to protect the investors' rights, and it's a very contentious issue. It is basically favoring the big multinational companies, especially the pharmaceutical companies from the U.S. So it is a bit surprised to me that U.S. actually pushed for this. With Canada.
So obviously, the proposed agreement won't take place until 2020, after having to be ratified by the respective governments and the 60-day. Renegotiation process. What do you think will happen in the meantime in the build-up to this final agreement? How do you think it could be changed, for example?
It's a difficult question, but SDS think the U.S. business will not be happy and will pressure will lobby the Trump administration to have the ISDS installed between Canada and the U.S. What it means that the U.S. multinational companies will not be able to sue the Canadian government for any change of policies that they deem favorable to their business.
The leaders of all three nations, Trump, Trudeau and Peña, President Peña of Mexico, have celebrated this as a win for their people as well as other North American nations. Do you agree?
The leaders can claim that. Certainly from the workers' point of view, from the consumer point of view, these trade deals, for example, when it looks at the auto industry, let me come to auto industry. If all the rules are implemented, the automobile prices will be higher in the United States. So you cannot say all the U.S. Citizens are winners here, but the citizens are also the working class. Their jobs will be protected to some extent. The pressure on wages will be less. Downward pressure on the wages will be less. Now, if the wages in Mexico do rise, then on the one hand, as an individual, if I'm in the working class, I will benefit from higher wages or less pressure on my wages and work conditions. But on the other hand, I pay higher prices for the cars. So who is the winner at the end is very difficult to say in the trade negotiations.
We're just speaking of the American workers, but turning to the Mexicans and Canadians. So Trump has claimed that this deal comes with, quote, the most advanced protections for workers ever developed. Broadly, for workers in Canada and Mexico, on a general level, how do you think they fare in this agreement?
I don't think there will be much impact on the Canadian workers. As I say, if Mexico does implement to the letter new rules, that is, the auto parts they produce, their workers should have, the workers should earn at least $16 an hour, which is three times the minimum wage, daily minimum wage in Mexico. certainly the Mexican workers are going to be better off from that point of view. But on the other hand, probably it would mean fewer jobs for the Mexicans. So the Mexicans who will be employed may get higher wages, but there will be fewer Mexicans employed.
So, for example, one of the new rules, talking of the auto industry, is increasing the strictness of the rule of origin law for car manufacturing from 62.5% to 75%. So 75% of all car parts have to be made within either Mexico, Canada, or the United States. Experts in the U.S. press have said that this is also part of Trump's maneuvering to gain trade leverage over China. Do you agree with this assessment?
I think perhaps they are right in that assessment.
You know, on that subject, what do you think could be, if this deal were to go ahead as it currently stands, what do you think could be the global impact or consequences of this new deal?
I don't think there will be much impact on the globally, except that now with the negotiations, something like, you know, what we have with the new revised TPP, this ISDS issue may come up. There's a huge public opposition to American-led ISDS, and so they have different ways of dealing with the investor state dispute, and that may be another model that may come into force, or at least be discussed. Now that the U.S. has retreated from its position with Canada, the others may now raise that issue. So that may be the one. And in terms of labor laws and in terms of labor, how much that will spill over to the others, I have no confidence in that, because it depends on the individual countries, how strong the workers are.